Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. There we go, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. That way you become part of the solution. I know I say it all the time, but it's because I believe it. I believe the only way to fix things. I think the only way that you're going to make a difference is to take a stand, get involved, get informed, and then do something. Actually do something. Don't make believe do something. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, you know, I'm behind you. Let's go. Let's do this. And then, you meant Friday? Yeah, I can't do Friday. I got my yoga class. I can't miss that. You got to get involved. You got to get involved. You have to get informed. It's the way we're going to win this. Truly the way we're going to win this. Right? Now, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that Joey B. And I love this. I can't wait till the State of the Union. Anybody else excited about that? Seriously. Remember the old, what were they called? The old... Would you have to take a drink every time somebody said a certain word, whenever you were watching a sports game? Right? I want to do the same thing this time. Every time Joey B. locks up, every time he mumbles, every time he calls somebody by the wrong name or uses the wrong name for a leader, you got to take a shot of whiskey or something, or put $5 on the table. I don't know. Do it the way you want to do it. Because I want to make me some money. Seriously. The other thing I think is great is that Trump is now immediately telling Biden, hey, come on, let's go. Let's start our debates. Why wait? We already know what's happening. You're going to be the Democrat nominee. I'm going to be the Republican nominee. Let's go for it. You know, and if I was Trump, I'd say, look, I'll even let you take me out back like you keep saying you want to do. I'll tie one hand behind my back. Let's go for it. You just do what you got to do. So Trump now is calling for debates between himself and President Biden ahead of the 2024 election, obviously. Right? Let me see. He posted on his Truth Social on Wednesday afternoon, just hours after former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said, hey, see you later. I'm out of here. I'm not supporting him, but I'm out of here. Now, she's another story for another day, but... I mean, she's lied several, more than once, right? She just did so much that she has flip-flopped on. And you're supposed to trust her? For real? Anyway, It's important for the good of our country that Joe Biden debate issues that are so vital to America and the American people. Trump put this up on his True Social, by the way. He says, so therefore, I'm calling out for debates anytime, anywhere, any place. I'll meet you there. I love him. Come on, Joe. Where do you want to go? You know, I could be there in a moment's notice. Just tell me where you want to be. Right? Debates can be run by the corrupt DNC on their subsidiary, the Commission on Presidential. I don't care. Whatever they want to do, I think that's great. I look forward to receiving a response, and thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, the Biden campaign fired back almost immediately. I love this. I know Donald Trump thirsty for attention and struggling to expand his appeal beyond the MAGA base. Oh, that's great. And that's a conversation we'll have at an appropriate time in this cycle. The Biden campaign communications director, Michael Tyler, told a local news source, but if he's so desperate to see President Biden at primetime, he doesn't have to wait. He could join the tens of millions of Americans who'll tune in to watch the State of the Union tomorrow night. He might even learn a thing or two about bringing people together. Oh, yeah, because Joey's done such a great job of that. It shows you truly where their head is at. When they believe that Joe Biden has done a great job of pulling this country together, making it safer, turning the economy around, it's going to be great to start marking all the lies that are told in rapid fire. Because they've got nothing else. There's nothing else for them to say. Anyway, I'm pleased to inform you that tomorrow night we'll be doing a live play-by-play of Crooked Joe Biden's State of the Union address. He said, I will correct in rapid response any and all inaccurate statements, especially pertaining to the border and his weaponizing of the Department of Justice, the FBI, the AG, and district attorney. You know what? When Trump wins, I hope to God that he puts together a task force that does nothing but investigate the investigators on these crooked things. You look at what's going on with Fannie Willis right now. My God. And not a word from the left. They're still not just supporting her. They're still talking about how, you know, this is just a witch hunt. Where'd they get that line? That nothing she did was really wrong. I love it. I just think it's great. 855 Real Joe. Love to hear from you. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I always appreciate the time you spend with me because I know there's other places you could be, other shows you could be listening to, right? But you've chosen this one. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, let me get back to my stories here. the God, Trump has already reached out and told Biden, okay, let's go for it. Let's start having our debates. Let's start talking about these things. I think it's too early. I think they should. I think they should wait just a little while longer. Okay. But again, Biden's team is petrified. They're kind of they're telling Trump, hey, look, you want to see a true statesman? You really want to see, you see real answers? Really want to see what's going on? You tune into the State of the Union. No, you got to hear probably 90 minutes of lies. I don't even think it's going to be that long. Really, he's not going to be able to hold out that long. You know that. And you're going to hear every one of the mainstream media outlets, like MSNBC, ABC, DFG, all of those, are going to talk about what a great speech, what a great orator he is. You know, it couldn't have been any better. My God, this guy's got a plan. You're going to hear all of this. And it's all along the bunk, and you know it as well as I do. Trump added, we did this once before to tremendous success, beating all records. It's important for the country to get to the truth. Right? As for potential debates, the Republican National Committee in 2022 unanimously voted to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates. Well, mostly because of the way they did it and the people they had running them. The RNC clarified that it's not moving away from the presidential debate format, but it rather... objection to the CPD's control over the process. Right? They have organized presidential and vice presidential debates for more than 30 years. And debates are an important part of the process. But look who they keep putting in there. Look who they keep allowing to decide who the moderators are going to be. And they're not just hostile Trump. They're hostile Republican. Right, the commission has been biased. It's refused to enact simple, common sense reforms to help ensure fair debates. Right, hosting debates before voting begins, selecting moderators who never worked for candidates on the debate stage. Right, the RNC at the time also added that a majority of CPD's board members had publicly disparaged former President Trump prior to the debates. So here's where people openly hated, openly didn't like, openly spoke against Trump, and yet they were choosing who was going to interview him, right? It doesn't make sense to me at all. But hey, not the smartest guy in the room, right? Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if Biden would debate Trump. But she wouldn't respond. That's something for the campaign to speak to. Just amazing. You know, I don't know why she has. All I'm going to say is this. I don't know why she hasn't been replaced yet. And I will leave it at that. That's simple for me. Right? Well, Democrats, they love you so much. They care about your safety so much. They want you to be safe. And the way they prove that is that they vote down a bill that would allow detaining illegal immigrants charged with violent crimes. Violent crimes. Not a crime of speeding. Not a crime of coming over the border illegally. No, no, no. A violent crime. What would be the problem with that? Joni Ernst, Republican of Iowa, she attempted to force a floor vote Wednesday on a law that would require illegal immigrants who commit violent crimes to be detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the hope of preventing avoidable attacks and, you know, the crime that we've seen happen by them. Yes, by them. Can we stop? The Iowa Republican unanimously consent request was thwarted by Majority Whip Leader Dick Durbin. Right? He objected to the request. Ernst requested unanimous consent from her colleagues in order to advance Sarah's law to the floor for a vote. During her speech, she pleaded with her colleagues to pass her bill recalling the death of Sarah Root and also referencing the recent death of Lincoln Riley, both allegedly and at the hands of illegal immigrants. So what would be the problem with that? Right? The bill would require ICE to take into custody illegal immigrants who are arrested and charged for causing the death or serious injury of another. Listen. Illegal immigrants who are arrested and charged with causing the death or serious injury of another. How about this? Right? If they won't go for this, how about they pass a bill that says that American citizens cannot be arrested and charged if they cause the death or serious injury of another? How about that? No? You're not for it? Okay. This was reiterated by Ernst during her speech. She said it would merely require ICE to detain. Just to detain. Otherwise, deportable illegal immigrants charged with killing or serious injury. I wish the Democrats weren't so afraid to speak. What could be the problem with that? Not detain them for speeding, not detain them for jaywalking or stealing a candy bar. No. Death or injury. Durbin said the bill would detain victims of trafficking or domestic abuse who were charged with crimes. The bill would deprive immigrants of the due process. Really? How? She said detained. Simply detained. Who's saying about them not getting due process? The measure's namesake, Sarah Root, was a 21-year-old Iowa woman who was killed by a drunk driver who was in the country illegally. Ernst noted that the suspect, Edward Mejia, was able to post bond, ultimately escaped, and didn't have to go to court. Citing the Obama administration's November 2014 memo on immigration enforcement priorities, ICE declined to take custody of Mejia despite his repeated driving offenses and history of skipping. So he continuously drove drunk. He continuously skipped court dates. You old white American citizens would have been to jail for this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by special counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the high court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Yes, it's Joe Messina, not Messia. Sorry about that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, get it. Be part of the solution. Hand over to MyPillow. Hand over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, where you can, Mike Lindell has made it available for us to make some money online. Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it's called. Has made it next to impossible for us to make any money online. And why, I don't know. What can I tell you? And just seriously, head over there. Lots of good product. I know some of you say, Joe, it's already saturated. You know what? How many times a year do you buy sheets? How many times a year do you buy pillows, pillowcases, towels, slippers, all kinds of stuff that you can get, you can be part of. So, you know what? Doesn't hurt to take a look. When you take a look, if you truly find something you're interested in, then all you have to do is put it in a shopping cart, use promo code Joe, right? And you could save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Look, I'm not going to make a hard sell. Get over there. If you don't like it, dump it and move on. I got it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm talking about how much the Dems care about your safety. Another bill that was put out there by Joni Ernst that would actually simply allow ICE or require ICE to take into custody illegal immigrants who were arrested and charged with causing the death of and serious injury of another. Durbin is concerned it would detain victims of trafficking or domestic abuse. I like how they put it. Like they really care. If they cared about the trafficking of victims, they would shut the border down for real. Right? Or domestic abuse or would charge with crime. Wow, of course. God. The bill would deprive immigrants of due process. Really? Where does it say that in the bill? I couldn't see it there. I read it. The measure's namesake, Sarah Root, was a 21-year-old Iowa woman. She was killed by a drunk driver, yes, who was in the country illegally, who had already been picked up for drunk driving and also being in accidents while drunk before. That doesn't stop. Riley, the 23-year-old University of Georgia nursing student, also referenced by the senator, was killed last month. Another illegal immigrant, Jose Ibarra, was arrested and has been charged with several crimes, including malice murder and felony murder, among others. Riley's killing made headlines across the country, right, when it prompted congressional Republicans to demand answers. How did this guy keep getting in here? When is it going to stop? When are the Dems going to step up and allow these bills to go through without using non-true responses to push back on them? Everything that they say they're worried about with the illegal immigrants, they're okay with American citizens going to jail, getting picked up, being arrested for those things. The senator pointed to the immigration practice known as catch and release, in which illegal immigrants seeking entry on the basis of asylum are released during the processing period. We have found, not we, the Joe Messina Show, right, but agencies have found that there are actual attorneys, U.S. attorneys, over the border telling these people what to say to be able to stay in the country. Right? So instead of being detained while he was processed, he was released into our country, never to be heard from again, she said. That's right. Somebody wants to be here. They know how to get in, and they get a slip of paper to show up for a court date in 2027. You think they're coming back? I'm just asking. I want to honestly hear you say that. Because right now, the stats show totally different. They show almost 92% of these people never show up for their court dates and can't be found. Right? It's just, again, just craziness going somewhere to happen. We used to have sanity in this country. There are even people on the left that are leaving that party because they can't understand the way they think. Really. While Ibarra may have been prevented from allegedly killing Riley, if he had been detained upon entry, if we had followed the real law, she would be alive today. Seriously. You okay? Yeah, I mean, I love how they say Trump had blood on his hands for certain things, but I guess Biden is blood-free, huh? Opening this border, now we found out that it was over 300,000 have been let loose in the middle of this country, in places in this country, actually flown there on government planes, or at government expense, I should say. Right? And let loose again, never to be seen again. Crazy. Just crazy. The dismembered body parts of two people were found scattered around New York City's Long Island over the last few days. Four people have been arrested. But the suspects have been let back out on the streets due to the state's progressive bail reform. God. I mean, hello? You know, is there ever a point where the bail should be excessive? I mean, the Constitution already says, you know, bail can't be excessive, right? Fines, bails, whatever, can't be excessive. But not zero. The four suspects have been charged with concealment of human corpse, hindering prosecution, tampering with physical evidence. Various body parts, including a severed head, arms and legs belonging to a man and a woman from Yonkers in New York, were found in Babylon, over the last few days. First gory discovery was made Thursday by a girl on her way to school. How exciting. How nice. Under the 2019 bail reform laws in New York, though, the charges of mutilation and disposing of murdered corpses are no longer bail eligible. Really? You've got to be kidding. The prosecutors can't ask for bail, and the suspects cannot be remanded to custody. Come on, let that think. These are the Democrats. There's no reason to hide this or play with it anymore. These are the Democrats pushing back on these. Another absurd result from this bail reform that doesn't work, that is just dead wrong. And a system where the legislature in Albany substitutes their judgment for the judgment of our judges and litigants. Let the judges figure it out. They're in this every day. Let them decide. But no, but then you start electing people like the AOCs of the world. You start electing the people that really don't care, have no knowledge of this stuff, and won't look at the real numbers. Just amazing. If you put the judges in place, you have to figure they have a brain. Right? You didn't put them there because you think they're idiots. Let them decide what the bail is. They can decide for no bail. Right? Give them the latitude instead of forcing it not to be. The suspect, Steve Brown, 44, Jeffrey Mackey, 38, Amanda Wallace, 40, all of 25 railroad, were arrested in a homicide squad detectives and charged as was Alexis Neves, 33. All four subjects were placed on supervised release, required to wear a GPS. Oh, yeah, that's going to stop. Mommy. Report to probation once a week, remain in Suffolk County, and surrender their passports, because I'm sure they use a passport to get over the border, don't you? Probably checked in properly and everything, right? Police searched a home, their home, on Monday, the same day they found more body parts belonging to two victims in the wooded area across the street. The remains were discovered at Bethpage State Park. No body parts were found actually in the house. Well, gee, there's, that's exciting, don't you think? New York State Senator Dean Murray, a Republican, he also slammed a catch and release. You know, again, when are you going to get rid of these? I don't understand you guys. When are you going to get rid of these legislators who don't care about you? They don't care about your safety. First of all, they want to let these murderers back out on the street with no bail. But yet you can't have a gun inside your house, or you can't shoot somebody for entering your house. That makes you the bad guy. I'm sorry. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I'll go cool down a little bit. Not a lot, just a little. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Messina, your host, always, Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure, and I do mean that, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, the left always talks about, Democrats always talk about how you have to do everything you can, support the black community, the Republicans hate the black community, blah, 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 black community. To them, it's like a dog whistle, truly like a dog whistle. But they can't possibly mean it, and I can prove it. And the way I can prove it is like I always tell you, is when a black conservative gets chosen for office or you know, starts to make it up in the ranks, they get elected to certain offices, you know, they got no love for Tim Scott. And look, I'm not a big fan of Tim Scott's either, but it isn't because of his. I'll just sharing with you, it isn't because of his color. I don't see any fire there. You know what I'm saying? But the people in his home state love him. That's how he got elected. Not my call. Right? So, Mark Robinson He's the lieutenant governor right now of North Carolina. He just made it and got the Republican nomination for governor. He'd be the first black governor of North Carolina. Do you hear anything from MSNBC, ABC, DFG, any of those? Do you hear anything from them? So I'm going to ask you to indulge me on a two-minute clip. I know it's kind of long, but especially on radio. I want you to hear this guy. He has done nothing but fight for the rights of parents and constituents and people who live in the state. Take a listen.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now. Trying to write fierceness as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. Transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. Now, I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 plus 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. You need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
Wow. You can't do that today, can you? But he did. See, he stood up for himself. He stood up for what he believed was right for the kids. He's going to be outspoken about this. And that's what we need. That's what we need. Those that are supposed to be supporting us, those that are supposed to be protecting us, we need to do this. Right? It's just amazing. And he's not afraid. Whether you agree with him or not, he's not afraid. And that's what we need. We need more people that aren't afraid, filled with fact, and filled with being able to speak out, speak up, and actually move the needle. And if you don't believe that there's a God, check this out. San Francisco just voted to pass Proposition E and F by over 60%. Proposition E gives... Ready for this one, right? Doesn't defund the police by any stretch. It gives police more power to fight crime, pursue suspects, and allow drones for catching criminals. Proposition F will require single adults on city welfare to be screened for drug use. Ooh. I can't believe those people who did. That's just terrible. No, seriously. I love it. I think this is great. The people are finally, they're not giving in to your spoon-fed garbage anymore. Right? Now they want proof. They want to know what's going on. I think it's wonderful. And again, it's getting harder and harder for the left to hide them. They're just overflowing with themselves. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. truly be part of the conversation so that you become part of the solution. Right? New York Governor Kathy Hochul, you know, because you don't need more police in New York, right? Matter of fact, she wanted to defund the police, one of those. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she's sending state National Guard to New York City. Oh, my God. To help the police curb a surge in crime in the city subways. I wonder where that's coming from. Announcing a five-point plan on Wednesday, the Democrat governor said that she was deploying 750 members of the National Guard to the subways. Right? For people thinking about bringing a gun or a knife on the subway, at least this creates a deterrent effect. They might be thinking, you know what, I just might not be worth it because, you know, the mayor said it and I listened and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, whatever. You're in the middle of a knife fight, governor. You need to give these people the right and the ability and the proper training to make sure that the hoodlums don't hurt anybody. That the hoodlums don't take any more lives. You know what I'm saying? The move came as part of a larger effort by the governor's office trying to address crime in the subways, which included a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they're convicted of assaulting a subway passenger. The installation of cameras in the conductor cabins to protect transit workers. The governor's plan also included better coordination with district attorneys to help prevent repeat offenders, an additional $20 million for expanding subway outreach programs. All right. The governor's plan also includes better coordination with district attorneys. So the same district attorneys that won't charge these people, you mean those? Remember, you've got the same nut job there in New York City who won't charge for these crimes. Not unless you're a white guy who's protecting 5 or 6 or 7 other people. Yeah, then they'll throw the book at you, right? The move came as part of a larger effort by the governor's office to address crime in the subways. Right? Well, what are you waiting for? What did you wait for? Why did you wait? New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced plans on Tuesday to have more police patrolling the subways. There's been a 20% increase in crime in just the first 2 months of 2024. But I'm sure it has absolutely nothing to do with the immigrants that have been dropped, the illegals that have been dropped off there. Absolutely nothing. These are definitely homegrown American citizen criminals deciding to up their game after the first of the year. I'm sure that's it. There were 3 homicides in the underground system from January to February. Right? Grand larcenies, felonies, assaults, robberies, they've all skyrocketed. They've all doubled and tripled. On Sunday, a 64-year-old postal worker was kicked under the tracks at Penn Station. 20-year-old woman fought off a man who punched her in the face and tried to rape her in Queens. Subway conductor was slashed in the neck when he stuck his head out of the cabin window during a stop at a station in Brooklyn. These are all, this happens every day. What's the problem? This is what I'm talking about. These things did not happen. Not that they didn't happen at all, but they didn't happen with the frequency they have now. You know what I mean? And your job, or elected official's job at that level, governor or what have you, your job is to keep your people safe. That's what you're elected for. They have a full expectation that you'll make the streets of New York safe, just like it was under Giuliani. You just didn't like the way he did it, but he kept you safe. So I guess it's no big deal. I don't know. Joe Mattino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. So you are stuck with me all 3 hours. Be back in a few minutes.